A weak solidarity bricky team listener, when the esteemed practitioners of the property market, developers, real estate agents, valuers, landlords, investors, have told us incessantly they wanted nothing more than to see housing, a roof over people's heads, be affordable. Affordability is good. And now, as valuations have fallen ever so slightly, making a roof over people's heads that itsy-bitsy small bit more affordable, the same esteemed practitioners tell us this is a disaster. Affordability is bad. They seem very confused. Like some socialist MPs who expressed concern the budget tax measures may, quote, create the perception of socialism. Oh no, socialism, the last thing the Socialist Party wants. Well, we can safely assure those MPs there is not the slightest risk. The budget created even the most microcosmic perception of socialism, all confirmed by Big Supremo Anthony Albanese telling Caucus Tuesday the Socialist Party is not opposed to wealth, as if we needed to be told. Although the wealthy had major problems to deal with come Wednesday, when the new 4.75% wage rise for the lowest of low paid came into effect, the Trublowazi Chamber of Commerce and Industry profits warning yet again, 4.75% for the lowest of low pay would weigh down business activity and suffocate businesses' ability to thrive. When will evil unions and lazy avaricious workers listen and learn? Can't they see the damage they create? Expressed also by Reserve Losses Bank Supremo Michelle Bulldust and the board of working class economists, who said the wage increase would exacerbate inflation and may force them to increase interest rates yet again. These wise people understand the delicate flower that is the economy is so fragile, not prepared for the bulldozer tactics of the evil unions and lazy avaricious. To make matters worse, the iconoclastic Greens moved a motion that workers under 18 should be paid superannuation, prompting the Chamber of Profits to call for the smelling salts. It would have very significant consequences for the small business community and the broader business community, we think he means therefore all of the caring business class. The proposal is sometimes put as though it's free money, and the Chamber of Profits knows nothing is free, especially money. The Socialist Party policy from its 2023 conference ensures all workers accumulate superannuation on every dollar earned, and so, true to form, the socialists oppose the motion. The chamber can breathe more easily, and can breathe even more easily, even if after Wednesday the poor no free money crippled by a wage rise for the lowest of caring employers now also have to pay super weekly rather than quarterly, as figures this week revealed that 28% of workers were underpaid their super, costing $6.3 billion a year in lost retirement savings. But on the positive side, all those savings for their beleaguered caring employers hanging on to the not free money. Maybe just hanging on, see the first 10,000 fans entering one Melbourne venue to watch this morning's Trublowazi World Cup match were given a, quote, free hot breakfast. Ham and cheese toasties, croissants, vegetarian quiche, cheese and bacon rolls and sausage rolls. Given the vegetarian quiche is the only item with a rough chance of not being lethal, most of them would have been lucky to make it through the match without going down with a heart attack. Hope there were plenty of paramedics on standby. Sadly, thousands have been going down with a heat attack across Europe. Extreme weather now predicted to be the norm, as Europe has the dubious honour of being the fastest warming continent. Much of the media at least conceding the disaster is down to climate change, if there is such a thing, but not the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin, for instance, which managed to report the heat wave and deaths and related consequences without managing to get the words climate change into its coverage. Probably because Lord Rupert knows there is no such thing. Lord Rupert and his team of journalistic lackeys know the boards and CEOs of the great responsible fossils can sleep comfortably in their beds, air-conditioned homes, knowing they bear no guilt for the deaths and destruction. It's the weather, stupid. and brickbats to biased critics like, well, like me and, dare I say, we, who suggest they should be dragged before the world court and charged with crimes against humanity, and for that matter, against nature and Mother Earth, especially when responsible socialists like Anthony Albanese and Climate Pollution Minister Chris Bowen at the Capitol and Environment Pollution Minister Murray Swatz the Environment know the solution to all that climate disruption is to keep approving gas and oil and coal so they can transition from gas and oil and coal, which is, they tell us, their very raison d'etre for developing more and more gas and oil and coal. And how can we question such responsible ambition? Although Anthony and Chris and Murray and the Pollution Resources Minister Madeleine King hit the planet, who just loves a bit of gas, have upset the poor dears with their proposal that 20% of our gas should be reserved for the domestic market, which we've learned from the responsible CEOs and boardrooms would be yet another dagger in the heart of the economy that would destroy the world as we know it. The usual litany: stifle investment, shatter confidence, disrupt certainty, render us an unreliable trading partner. Certainty is always one of their big concerns, always comes into it. We assume the certainty to continue to make a killing financially and environmentally to their big socially conscious heart's content. Why, Western trooper Wazzy Carey business class scion Ryan Stacks of Wealth warned the move would destroy small energy companies, like several small energy companies in which he has an interest. What a disturbing thought. Energy companies destroyed. While a Japanese energy importer screamed disaster, it could threaten the profit we make on selling your Trouble Wazzy gas. He was aghast. And one of our favourites, Woodside with Profits, would have to postpone investment in Bass Strait until the matter was cleared up, because heaven forbid, 20% into the domestic market could have the unforeseen consequences of making gas cheaper in the domestic market. Indeed, there's a dispute within the caring business class itself between big gas industrial users and big gas producers of our gas. The industrial users demanding the government intervene to ensure the highly profitable prices, brackets for the big gas producers of our gas, close brackets, are reduced, while the big gas producers of our gas, like Santos, us the prophet, say, of course, this would deter investment and destroy the world as we know it, meaning we suspect, for its supremo Kevin Gallagher prophets, the world as he knows it, countering that he'll lower his outrageous prices if the manufacturers lower their outrageous prices, leaving us to ponder, as the poor manufacturers call out for government intervention, whatever happened to market forces, laissez-faire, those sacred tenets of the greatest little economic order of them all? That gift to the coppers of the legal profession, Moira damning her own lot back in court, attempting to prevent her own lot disendorsing her, leading No Notions That Appalling Hood Son to screech she didn't want her. I want a person with integrity and honesty, and I don't see that. Well, there's a lot that Appalling doesn't see, but come on. Moira is ideal No Notion moron culture material. Although, given that Appalling's comments, we recommend Moira sue her for defamation. In fact, Moira would be advised to flog her house and pitch a tent outside the Supreme Court. And then, even better, she could sue the council for trying to move her on. Win-win. Also winning big time, US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump of the poor. Figures this week showing he's making a fortune out of being big supremo. His family's making a fortune, but no worries. There is not the slightest conflict of interest in Donald making fortunes from matters over which he has regulatory control. What a pity we're not able to obtain a US odd passport, because Donald launched his new 250th anniversary passport this week with a beautiful photo of himself, the main feature. The Patriot passport. The United States of Tramp or the Paw. Oh, and he assured us for the 1,443rd time, negotiations with evil Iran are going well. even if he may have to bomb them off the face of. And as the big four transnational consulting stroke accounting behemoths continue to rake in billions from the public purse, while getting up to a little bit of illegality, one of them, EY, for Everything Yours Is Mine, got sprung as it did a consulting job for another honourable corporate, the Witch Bank, which used to be our bank, breaking into Anthony Albanese's private account. Now, there was the midwinter ball the other night when all the pollies and the big corporates get together and have lots of fun. And EY had booked one of the expensive tables providing access to the government and, what do we know? What a surprise. The day before, the EY Supremo discovered he had a prior engagement he'd totally forgotten about and couldn't make it, sending a lackey in his stead to face the opprobrium. Finally, the ball not only charges for the corporate tables, but also has lots of fun auctions for which the big end of town bid away, spending quite a bit on the night, all for charity, letting the government off the hook for not providing those services in the first place. Well, we've got nuclear submarines and billions on the merchants of death to finance, and a few dollars for charity sure as hell beats paying taxes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin.